This is the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Caitlin Howard, and with me is Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming. It's great to have you here today, Molly.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while, so I'm glad to be back.
Today, I'd like to talk about one of your recent stories about how construction has begun on an expansion project at the Choctaw Nation's Casino Resort in Durant. The expansion will add 1,000 rooms, totaling 1,800. This will make it the state's largest casino in terms of hotel room count. Can you tell me more about this?
Absolutely. Choctaw Nation Chief Gary Batten said the expansion has been needed since the tribe expanded the property in 2015. But the tribe doesn't build its projects on debt, so it waited until it had the money to consider the expansion. The addition will sit south of the existing property. The new property will have room for about 3,500 games, including ball and dice. The tribe has also expanded its pool area. Chief Batten said it will be a large, lazy river type area, but not an amusement park. It will open in spring of 2021.
Since the resort is located close to Lake Texoma in Oklahoma's southern border, you write that it has a big customer base from Texas, which played a role in the building's design.
So JCJ Architecture lead designer Bob Godowski said he looked at the existing buildings at the resort and the Dallas skyline for the building's aesthetic. It will sit along US 70 Highway 75, which is the road that brings Texans into South Oklahoma. The building will be constructed by Las Vegas-based Tudor Perini Building Company. This property sits across the road from the Choctaw Nation's tribal headquarters, where they have a wellness center, a judicial center, and the main office. I've heard Chief Batten say that the tribe is building a skyline in Durant, and when this building gets done, there will really be a skyline in the city.
And this isn't the casino's first expansion. As you mentioned earlier, Chief Batten says he knew the casino resort needed to be bigger after similar work in 2015.
As the gaming revenue has grown, the tribe has expanded the property. There has been an expansion and renovation, like you said, in 2015 that added another hotel tower, a spa, the Choctaw Grand Theater, and the District, which is a family entertainment center. The Grand Tower was added in 2010, and Chief Batten said he thinks the property will need to be expanded again after the new tower opens in 2021.
This expansion project seems to be yet another example of not only the success the casino has brought the Choctaw Nation, but also how the casino seems to be driving development in Southeast Oklahoma.
So what seems to get lost in all the state's tribal casino developments is that the trickle-down effect. JCJ is based in Tulsa. Well, it has several other offices around the nation, but it's getting work in Durant because of the project and others with the tribe. With construction and then operating the property, this casino will bring another 1,000 jobs to Durant. The southeast corner unemployment rate is higher than the rest of the state, so these jobs are needed. Besides these jobs, the more money the tribe can collect, the more it can do to help its own citizens with services such as healthcare, education, and education.
Molly Fleming is a reporter at the Journal Record. Thanks for your time today, Molly.
Thanks for having me, Caitlin.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us both on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. You'll find links to the stories we discussed during this episode at journalrecord.com. And this conversation, along with previous episodes of the Business Intelligence Report, are available on our website, kgou.org. While you're there, you can check out other features and podcasts produced by KGOU and our State Impact Reporting Team. This includes the latest episode of How Curious, about whether the famous talking horse from the sitcom Mr. Ed is really buried in Oklahoma. For KGOU and the Business Intelligence Report, I'm Caitlin Howard.